That sound is already rare. It's the Toyota 86 with the e-brake yanked to let it slide. That's the clutch popped, revving its engine through a 6-speed manual transmission. Those sounds will get rarer because e-brakes you can pull, transmissions you can shift, and sports cars like this are in decline. The 86 has a long, sleek nose, tight, low front seating, and is so fun to drive, it doesn't have to call itself fun to drive. And its sales numbers are down. All Toyota non-hybrid sales were down for COVID-19, except one vehicle, the RAV4. The small SUV has decent space, power, and economy. It's fine. So why do so many people want a fine vehicle? Dr. Gil Pratt, who heads Toyota's autonomous vehicle program, may have dropped a clue at a tech conference 4 years ago.
Society is aging. In the United States, we're going from 13% over age 65 right now to 20% over age 65 in the next 15 years. And this is all the result of the baby boom coming through the population.
When the baby boomers hit midlife crisis, the Mazda Miata was there, selling 36,000 of the sports cars in 1990. 10 years later, Mazda sold about half as many. Now, less than half that. The two-seater is their worst seller. Their best seller is a fine crossover.
Car culture and cars show up in both my environmental history class and my urban history classes, too.
Utah State University's Lawrence Culver follows trends of buyers and drivers.
I think a lot of the baby boomers now would rather be in a vehicle that's easier to get in and out of and is more easy to maneuver in and out of than a very small, low-to-the-ground sports car.
Our tape measure showed the driver's seat of the 86 is about 9 inches off the ground. Great for handling, tough on hips and knees. Going up to get in seems to be more appealing. The number one selling vehicle in the U.S. for 38 years running is the Ford F-150 pickup, with sales just 14,000 short of 1 million sold last year. And the way Culver sees it, it's not getting better for sports cars.
Generation Xers are in or even through the midlife crisis phase, but I don't think many of them bought cars like that or had the money to buy cars like that. And certainly now, as the millennials, the oldest millennials are now closing in on 40, I guess we'll see what they do. But I frankly doubt, demographically speaking, that a lot of them are going to have the money to go blow on a sports car.
Which is too bad, because the 86 has all the modern conveniences, but also sporty handling and a great driving experience, which is getting even less important.
I have a good chunk of students now who can't drive.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.